Good afternoon. I'm Randy Christman, Chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. With me today is Commissioners Krashus and Fedorchak. We open this informal hearing on two cases, PU-17-232, the MDU and Rough Rider Electric Service Area Agreement for the City of Hazen, and PU-17-233, MDU's City of Hazen Service Area Agreement, Public Convenience and Necessity Case. It is about 2:23 p.m. on July 26, 2017. This is an informal hearing, meaning that we can't discuss items that are disputed. If disputed facts come into play, we'll have to suspend the hearing and go to a formal hearing. Also with us today from staff are Sarah Cardwell, Victor Shook, Jerry Lean, and Steve Call. And from MDU, we have Chris Baumgartner, Don Franklin, Leonard Hibble, and Jason Benz from, I think I said Rough Rider. Did I say MDU?
Yeah.
That was from Rough Rider Electric, excuse me. From MDU, we have Tammy Aberly, Craig Glowstreeter, Marlene Wallander, and Jacob Zettel. I have no other opening comments. Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have any opening comments.
Commissioner Krashus, it's your portfolio. Go ahead.
Again, as a way of just a brief background in terms of what we're looking at, law provides that two utilities can come together and work toward an amicable agreement on service areas. It's a part of the North Dakota Century Code, Title 49, Chapter 3, Section 6. And just some of the high points of that, that section of the Century Code authorizes service area agreements. They're intended also, though, to encourage harmony and operational efficiency among electric providers. And an electric provider may enter into agreements with other electric providers having adjacent or intermingled electric resource facilities and supply facilities. And I just look forward again to hearing from both Montana Dakota Utilities and Rough Rider on these case numbers.
Tammy, you want to kick it off again?
I will. Commissioners, again, with case number PU-17-232 is a joint service area agreement filed by Montana Dakota and Rough Rider, and PU-17-233 is a certificate of public convenience and necessity filed by Montana Dakota. Parties believe the service area agreement meets the criteria of 490306 of the North Dakota Century Code, and Montana Dakota requests that you approve the certificate of public convenience and necessity that will allow us to serve the customers within the boundary assigned to Montana Dakota by the service area agreement.
Done.
Likewise, Rough Rider encourages moving forward with this service agreement. We believe it's in the best interest of the members of the cooperative and for the harmony in working with MDU through the area around Hazen.
Oh, I guess Brian is here. Question.
Randy keeps expecting me to have something brilliant to say.
Well, I expect that you will as well. And you do. You always do. Does this result in a similar question, but since this is a separate proceeding, does this result in the duplication of resources, or does it prevent a duplication of resources?
Yes, Commissioner, again, one of the intents of the service area agreement is to avoid the unnecessary duplication of services that with the service area agreement, we can plan, much better plan for infrastructure and build outs and how to serve customers.
And from Rough Rider's perspective?
Commissioner, I would agree with Craig. Our staffs have worked very hard on this, and the intent is to reduce or eliminate duplication where possible and to look at reliability and economics of serving the end-use customer.
No further questions for me.
Billy?
I don't have any questions either. I think that by virtue of the fact that you guys spent months looking at this and looking at your infrastructure and where it makes sense for you and where it makes most sense for the others, you've spelled it all out in agreements that are very thorough and talk about how existing customers are going to be dealt with and really tries to predict any possible issues, forward-looking challenges that might come up. So I think that the agreements are well done, and I appreciate you guys putting the work in to get these maps in place.
I will point out in this case specifically, I don't want people to think that I don't look at the material or can't read a map. This impacts land that I own and land that I rent, as well as the residents, but I don't see anything unique about it. I guess I'm looking at this sort of like we look at a MDU rate case, and we're customers sometimes, and we're not unique in it, so I don't see a reason necessarily to recuse myself, but I will ask the same question that I'm asking in all the cases. In this case, will the existing customers, if they're getting service from a different provider than what this map indicates, continue to get service as they have in the past?
Commissioners, yes, we will definitely work together, and any duplication or anybody who needs to be served with either or, we will definitely talk to each other, and they'll continue to be served by the current provider.
Anything else?
Nothing further for me.
Is there any objection to the evidence produced, both the written as well as the recording, becoming part of the official record?
No objection from Montana Dakota.
No objection from Rough Rider.
Okay, then the evidence will become part of the record on which a decision is based. Are there any other matters anyone wants on the record? We will close this informal hearing. Other than a moment for the recording, does anyone need a break? We're kind of back on schedule if we...